While Americans continued to cope with the first attack on their soil since World War II and the first assault on their capital since 1812, an 80-year-old man was lamenting missing a chance to help his country. "I keep waiting for the trumpet," he said. "I want to hear a national summons asking us to give of ourselves to help the country." "How?" I asked. "We're giving so much blood the Red Cross is swamped. Folks everywhere are posting American flags in their offices, windows, pickup trucks, and cars. One elementary school class even sent gift-wrapped biscuits to the search and rescue dogs working in the rubble of what used to be the World Trade Center." "Random acts of love," the old man replied. "Symbolism doesn't do any harm, but we need Washington to give us an outlet for our grief, anger, love of country in a way that helps the government make a fundamental difference against terrorism." "Like what?" I ask again. "Like sacrificing some of our material comforts to pay for the mobilization," he said. "The Marine who fought on Iwo Jima thinks Americans would approve of giving up the recent tax cut to rebuild our foreign intelligence network, to upgrade airport security, to repair damage to the major industries, to strengthen our military forces and public health system, and 1,000 other things that have become imperative since September 11th. He thinks that's the kind of people we are. Evidently, the President and Congress don't. They are wary of asking any important sacrifice from us, a reflex that has dominated U.S. politics for 40 happy-go-lucky years. On a recent PBS NewsHour, 4 senators, 2 from each party, were asked to identify the sacrifices Americans will have to make in our newest hour of need. 3 dodged the question. The 4th suggested that, "Gol darn it, it looks like we'll just have to cut social programs for the sick and poor and elderly again." Does it constitute national sacrifice for a middle-class nation to hurt the few who are poor while asking nothing of the many who are not? My old friend can't imagine that it does. But he's the type who also imagines our leaders issuing national solidarity bonds, like the war bonds of World War II, to pitch in against the enemy. He thinks Americans would line up for blocks outside every post office in the land with checkbooks in hand. I do too. Mr. President, senators, don't underestimate us. Don't leave America's patriots all dressed up with nowhere important to go. This is Les Aucoin.